old age and cold weather may not seem like the most dramatic of problems, but combined, they can have profound effects. Andrew Criata brings us this story from Prince George.
Your name?
So we have to write it.
Okay. Just name.
Edmund Stephan. S-T-E-F-A-N.
Edmund Stephan has a thin white beard. He wears a black cowboy hat with a poppy pinned to the front and two layers of unzipped jackets with a dress shirt full of pens in the front pocket. He's 92 years old, nearly deaf, and so we have to write out questions for him, and he has trouble walking, which is why he spent the last 3 days trapped inside his home at a local trailer park.
3 days I've been sick, something I ate, I think. So I threw up right in my bed. I couldn't even get out of it. And it's still that way today. I'm in horrible shape.
This is his first day back at the fire pit, a drop-in center in downtown Prince George, since a deep freeze settled over the city. This place is his social life and his support system. But lately, he's been having trouble getting here.
What happened to you recently when they took your driver's license away?
They broke into my house. I was in bed. This was, must have been, well, it would be an early morning or maybe, I don't know, I was sleeping. They got into my, they found my wallet, not this one, but another one, where I had, that I carry in my back pocket with a button. And I have my driver's license for many, many, many years. I have all my IDs, where I was born, all these important papers. I carry them with me all the time. For the simple fact, I live alone in this place, and they break in all the time. I'm not there. I'm here trying to eat or whatever I'm doing, trying to keep alive.
All of his ID was stolen. He's been working to get it back, but with his lack of mobility and family, it's been tough. Donna Agno, a support worker at the fire pit, has been trying to help.
I've been working with Ed. I've been trying to get his ID, and I guess they just left him a bunch of envelopes. And I was going through the envelopes. We thought we were going to get his birth certificate, but instead they sent him a letter saying that I had to fill out. And now, 3 weeks later, he still doesn't have his birth certificate to get the rest of his ID, so now he's freezing to death in his house.
Things are harder because Edmund's memory is faulty. He goes on to long tangents about his past that he needs in order to jog his memory about more recent events.
I'm remembering my history. I am.
Okay.
Parts of it.
Yeah, and we do this all the time because it comes back.
My parts, and then I get carried away.
Sorry.
And then I don't want to stop because
okay.
I'm so, on that.
So you're at, they break into your home.
Yeah.
And then they stole your ID.
Yeah.
So tell him about what happens now. You have no ID now.
It was all in the wallet. My money was in the wallet that I use just for everyday operation. They took the whole thing.
So you can't drive anymore?
I had nothing. Therefore, they will not issue me nothing until I can prove who I am by picture now. You read it.
Not being able to drive has had a dramatic effect on Edmund. It means on days like today, he has to choose between walking for over an hour in the cold or spending another day holed up, alone. According to Statistics Canada, as many as 1.4 million seniors in Canada report feelings of loneliness, which health experts say can have a profound psychological effect. Without the social life being here provides him, Edmund found himself going to some dark places.
I want to die. I want to die. Because I'm getting suicidal. Not that I want to. God in heaven says don't. I'm on my end of my calf. What am I here for, bothering people? When I can't walk and I can't drive, I have no money, I live on a little pissy pension, my house is completely old. It needs all new. I want to get out into an old folks' home. I just want to get out of there. I have no energy. And I'm to the point that, do I still live another day, or is it worth it? But the Bible is keeping me there. and the friends are keeping me here if I can get here to see him.
I met Edmund last week. Since then, things have warmed up, and Dawn has helped him move into a shelter closer to the fire pit, but he still has trouble getting around. She hopes to be able to get him into a proper home soon, so that he has the support he needs.
He's trying to keep him alive. And he's gonna die down in his place if somebody doesn't help him soon.
For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Crietta in Prince George.
Thanks very much, Andrew Crietta, our associate producer in Prince George, and we will continue to follow the story right here on Daybreak.